This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. The show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota. From paperclips to ships, making the things we use every day with iron ore. Find our podcast at kaxe.org. It is spring in northern Minnesota, which means one thing: waiting for spring to actually arrive. Late. Like a drunken relative into a kid's tap dancing recital. You wish it would show up, but it comes with all kinds of baggage. Here now, the Great Northern Radio Players.
Peter, could you pass me the next college admissions essay? Let's see here. We've got Amy Burdoff from Virginia, Minnesota. The prompt is: tell us about a situation in which you encountered adversity and detail how you overcame it.
Dear Ms. Samantha Briggs, my name is Amy Burdoff. Since you don't live in Minnesota, it might be hard to understand the damaging psychological effects of winter, especially when it stretches past hockey season. That's when people begin to do crazy things, like send death threats to meteorologists or love letters to meteors. Last year was a particularly bad winter. We had this awful polar vortex. The kids spent so much time cooped up with their parents on snow days that statisticians are predicting a birth deficit in the fall. You should have been there on Groundhog Day. I've never seen so many hateful tweets in my life. I won't repeat what they said, but suffice to say, most of them involved a large freezer and steak sauce. People were getting pretty desperate to bring on the onset of spring. That's when the woodsman showed up at my parents' store.
Maury, why the long face?
Oh, Lori. The tourists have headed back to St. Paul, the masochists have jetted back to Florida, but the snow remains.
We made good money this year, dear. You know the snow means money.
I think I'm going crazy, Lori. You know, yesterday I swear I saw the lutefisk twitch on my plate. Oh. Without snow, the only way we make money is if spring comes. And you know how long winters have lasted around here lately.
Winter will end soon. It can't last much longer. Golly gosh, though, there must be some sort of practical plan we can implement to get spring to come.
Excuse me, folks. I bagged a deer back in the woods behind your property. If you don't mind, I'd like to drag it through your field out to the road.
For heaven's sakes, of course you can. But I've never seen you before, sir. Where do you live anyway?
The woods.
The woods? Huh. Have you lived there your whole life?
Not yet.
Okay. You seem very busy, so we'll just let you get back to...
Wicker Man!
What was that?
He said Wicker Man, honey.
I remember the winter of 38. It was April and we had frozen pipes. People were running out of firewood. People didn't have internet. Scary times. So the people of the woods built an effigy.
A what?
An effigy. It's a statue or crude likeness of a human, sometimes large in size and oftentimes burned to appease the gods. Jeopardy, hello?
We built this Wicker Man to appease Old Man Winter, made him 25 feet high. By the time the fire was out, the temp had jumped above 32 degrees for the first time in months. Point being, a Wicker Man comes in handy.
Oh, that's all you had to do? Burn a bunch of wicker? Well, I've got plenty of baskets lying around.
That's not all you have to do. You need to put something important in there. A maiden.
Well, that was quite the encounter. What was that he said near the end there? My hearing aid froze.
He said we had to stuff a maiden in there when we burn it up.
Well, we got a word for people like him. Character. Did he say 38 as in 1938? That would make him how old? Well, let me see. Do the math.
Let's do it.
Do what?
The first rule of finance. Focus on the future. First, we're going to speed up spring by constructing this magically wonderful wicker man. Second, we'll contract a mystical maiden to sacrifice. Lastly, we'll gather together all the terrific townspeople and light the wicker man to seal the ceremony for a pleasant spring. What do you think?
I think... It's a great idea!
No!
But who's going to be our maiden?
Amy!
Now, I was used to my parents coming up with wacky ideas, and I've learned that it's best to humor them until they forget about it and move on to the next idea. So when they approached me and asked to burn me alive, I wasn't all that concerned. I told them their idea sounded great, but we needed to sleep on it and see how everyone felt in the morning. I really love my parents, I do, but I can't wait to go to college out of state.
Rise and shine, Amy girl. It's a beautiful day out there.
Morning, Mom. What's on the agenda for this weekend? Jello molds in the shape of ex-presidents? Can't wait.
Well, your fantastic father's on the internet ordering 1,000 pounds of raw wicker from overseas. And I'm writing a request to the fire department to process our permit.
Wait, wicker, event, burning permit? You're not still stuck on all
What's going
that.
On, ladies? I am so excited for...
Okay, you've had your fun. Now this wicker thing has got to...
Wicker man!
Whatever, wicker man, effigy thing has gone far enough. It's time to move on. Seriously.
Oh, darling, aren't you excited? I mean, look at my Facebook page. I created it for you. It's already got 200 likes. You are going to be the marvelous maiden who resides within the Wicker Man.
Wicker Man!
Wicker Man! You'll help us to finally end this awful winter. You must be pleased as punch.
No, forget it. I'm not doing that.
I understand, darling. You're at a sensitive age, and it seems embarrassing to try new things. It's only natural. Why, when I was your age, I was so nervous the first time a boy asked me to go out to the dance with him. But I had a great time, and now I love dancing.
Mom, this isn't a dance, you lunatic. You're talking about turning your own daughter into a pile of ashes under the premise of weather control. Dad, help me out here.
Well, I was a young man in my youth, so I don't really feel comfortable talking about womanly issues.
Womanly issues? You're talking about arson and homicide, not my time of the month.
Honey, darling, my dear daughter, trust us. This is just one of those things you'll understand once you're older. Think of what a wonderful college admissions essay this will make.
That's true. No, Mom, Mother, Mommy, dearest, how am I supposed to get older if next week I'm burned to death?
Oh, darling, calm down. Look, I made you toast.
Don't expect me home for supper.
I just don't understand kids these days.
Me either, honey, me either.
You might have thought the Wicker Man idea would flame out, but then the weatherman predicted 4 to 6 inches for the weekend. By Thursday, everyone wanted to burn me alive.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Join us at the Virginia High School for the traditional Wicker Man Fire! Wholesome fun for the entire family! Bring the in-laws! Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Wicker Man!
If you want to know what adversity feels like, try being stuffed into a 25-foot-tall wicker basket that keeps poking you anytime you move. While your parents and community blare music they think is hip, I tried to reason with them. Good townspeople, listen to me. You don't have to do this. Just let me out of this wicker prison and I won't press charges. I know you're all under some mass hypnotic spell, but the truth of the matter is that you can't control the weather. My parents mean well, but... they have led you down a dark and dangerous path, so please, do me a favor.
Now, I'm not one for speeches, so let me just say thank you to all of you for coming and joining in this wonderful event, and a special thanks to our lovely maiden for volunteering her time and energy in order to make this such a wonderful event. You know, I remember when she was just a little girl and we were going through potty training.
Dad!
So, without any further ado,
Let's get this spring started.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. That deer jumped right in front of my truck. You guys don't mind if I load him up into my pickup?
It's the mysterious woodsman who told us all about the Wicker Man. Have you come to view the burning?
I've got to get back to my shack in the woods, but I'll take a free hot dog. Say, what's that girl doing inside the Wicker Man?
Wicker Man?
Well, that's the maiden. You told us we had to burn a maiden to appease the old man winter.
Wait, that's not what I said. I told you to burn up things that weren't made in America.
Oh, maiden.
I'm getting real tired of people being unable to find locally grown meat and poultry. Why do you think I live way out in the woods anyway?
What? You mean we don't need to burn up our daughter?
Of course not. Just go get all your junk and throw it in that wicker. The release of fluorohydrocarbons ought to speed up global warming in a jiffy.
So you see, Miss Briggs, it had all been an enormous misunderstanding. They got me out of the Wicker Man and stuffed it full of beer cans and Walmart products. It formed a beautiful bonfire of red, yellow, green, purple, blue, and it worked! The next day, the ice on the lakes melted so people could finally fish again, which was nice, even though all of the Northerns had an extra fin and the Muskies were three times as big. So you see, Miss Briggs, I would really appreciate it if you would accept my application for a full ride to the University of Hawaii for the sole purpose of getting me away from these homicidal lunatics. Thank you for your consideration.
Well, that was quite the essay. What do you think, Peter? Should we let her in?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to think. You know, it's so hot outside right now. Been 110 degrees for the last few days. This is the third shirt I've gone through today. You know, I'd do almost anything to get it to cool off a bit.
Oh, I know what you mean. They say the volcano's been pretty active lately. That's where all the heat is coming from.
Oh, you know, maybe we have to appease the gods by throwing someone in there, like in the old days.
You know, she is pretty well-rounded.
Accepted!
The Great Northern Radio Players!